Most of you are probably at least a little bit familiar with the work of Michelangelo and his sculpture of David. You know, David as a young man before he became king of Israel. It's probably one of the most famous of all sculptures of all time. And yet there's an interesting little story behind it. And that is that the stone out of which Michelangelo carved that statue, and it was a huge stone apparently, but it was the stone that had been rejected by another sculptor. It had a flaw in it. It had a vein of some kind that made it not too desirable for carving. And yet Michelangelo took that stone and he worked his image of David around the flaw. He cut out that flawed piece of stone and was able to form that wonderful statue. That stone was truly the stone rejected and yet became the masterpiece by the hands of a great artist. The second reading today speaks of Jesus as the stone rejected. In order to understand that image, we have to understand that Peter is trying here to speak about the church as a spiritual edifice, a spiritual building, and how Christ Jesus is the cornerstone of that building. And you know, when you were building something out of stone, as they did in ancient times, that cornerstone was very important, because once you got it set and leveled, the rest of the building came from that. It was measured from that one stone and leveled from that one stone. And Peter is saying that Jesus, the one that has been rejected by so many, is truly the cornerstone of our faith. It's easy to think about Jesus as being rejected by the people of his time. But the truth is that he has been rejected throughout the centuries. And he is still rejected by many today. Many reject him as the cornerstone. Many cannot believe in him as Lord and Savior and Redeemer. But for those of us who do believe in him, he has made us, as Peter tells us, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Because if we believe in him and live in him, we become part of him. We become part of their great edifice of which Christ Jesus is the cornerstone. Yet the question I want to address this morning is the question of, do I really believe in him? You know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Or to say, yeah, I've been baptized. But more than that is needed. Do I believe in him? And we see that by the priorities of our lives. Does everything else become more important than my relationship with Christ? Am I more worried about my financial security, about what people think of me, about what is comfortable for me, what is convenient for me? Is that really what drives my life? If it is, I really don't believe in Him. In the first reading today, we had those seven deacons. We don't really have a record of how many, but we know that at least some of them died as martyrs. And we also know that most of the apostles, with the exception of John, is believed to have died as martyrs. But martyrdom has been part of the life of the church. It has existed in every age, and it exists in our own time, where people die for their faith in Christ Jesus. That raises the question, is Christ important enough in my life that I would be willing to die for Him? If I truly believe in Him, then I must try to answer that question as yes. I would die for Him rather than reject Him. Another test of how much I believe in Him is how much it bothers me or concerns me that the faith be passed on to generations yet to come. Is that a concern to me? Is that of interest to me? Am I willing to sacrifice to see it happen? I don't think we can truly believe in Him if we do not care that others come to faith. Another question to ask ourselves is, faith just for people like me? People around me, people whose lives are similar to mine, where am I concerned that faith reach every group of people, every race, every nation, every culture? If I truly believe in Him as Savior of the whole human family, then somehow I must also want faith to extend to all people. This morning we are going to baptize two little precious guys. Both guys, right? But there's a question there too. Is it important to me that they grow up knowing Christ Jesus? Yes, that's the primary responsibility of the parents, but all of us share in that. Because they learn not only from the parents, they learn from us, our way of living the faith, the example that we give them. If they see faith in us, if they see love of neighbor in us, if they see compassion in us, they will learn that as a way of life. How important is it for me that these children grow up with faith in Christ Jesus? That's why we baptize at a community setting, because we all share that responsibility. They are becoming members of us, and we take the responsibility passing the faith on to them. The question I would like to invite all of us to ponder this morning is the question, do I believe in Christ Jesus? Not just with words, but with actions. Do I believe in Him? Do I commit my life to Him? Or is he for me the stone that has been rejected?